Last week on the Dice of Thunder podcast,
the casting time for that ritual is 1 day, 24 hours.
Whoa.
So do you have that long?
No.
Do you know? We don't know.
First time, I rolled a 26, but I did not use a hero point.
Oh, man.
The second time.
You're going to go on a trip.
We're going on a trip.
In our favorite rocket ship?
Yeah. In your least favorite paddle wheel
like
ship.
Like that part of Willy Wonka where he's saying, in the paddles are away.
Yes, and they're in the tunnel. You've got some serious magic happening around you.
Well, I mean, we still need to stop the bomb. I don't know what else to do. What else do you guys want to do?
I don't think there's anything we can do about this. And it's happening.
We have to go up to go to the bow, right?
That's
the only way
you're
to get
going
there.
To the mini boss before the end game boss, unless it's a twofer.
It's going to be a twofer.
You realize that there is a small tripwire attached to the door.
Oi! Wait! Back up, everybody!
What?
Yes.
What?
There's something going on here.
Is it a wire for tripping?
It appears so, cat friend. It appears so.
And what you think you've disabled is an alarm that would have notified anybody that you were coming through the door.
Ah.
Man, we're doing good, guys.
Jangle, jangle.
I don't want to go in there.
I want to go to the end of the hall and skip these side rooms.
Then that means there's a possibility that they're going to come from behind.
They're
and
totally
then we're fighting in front and behind.
Mm-hmm. That'd be terrible.
Or we clean them up on the way in.
As you reach that spot there between the two doors detecting magic, you're almost overwhelmed.
Oh no.
With the amount of magic that you're detecting. Another cloth covered contraption that you can't tell what it is in the corner of this room. A shield marshal standing very close by. They seem ready.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, they're waiting.
But they're not waiting.
Ixel says,
we should leave them be then. We have bigger fish to fry.
What does Luton say?
I don't think we should go into these side rooms anymore.
Too late. We already rolled the dice.
Oh, we can move on. I mean,
whatever's hiding under those sheets, you don't know. Someone else would have to take a look.
I'll take a look.
No.
Roll a stealth check.
What?
Okay, go ahead.
Why would I have to roll a stealth check?
Because you want to be seen.
You want to peek in that door.
No, I don't want to do that then.
A machine gun under that thing that has legs.
There's no machine guns in this game.
You watch.
All right, we're good. We're not doing it.
I'll bet there's machine guns in this game.
There's no machine guns. Though we've been through all
there's
this.
There's magic in this game. There could very well be machine guns.
I have to use the hero point, and I don't want to use it, but I'm going to. I can't have a natty
don't
one.
Don't roll that stupid die again.
This is my combat die. Natty 14.
I don't think good they'll question. Come running unless they hear a gunshot.
Well, let's see what happens.
The eyes you're giving him.
I know. Keyway's feeling really John Wick-y right
no,
now.
Oh, no.
So he's going to rush
it
in.
It would be a great idea.
He's going to rush in.
A hail of gunfire erupts. And what I mean...
Because it's a Gatling gun with legs.
Hail of gunfire.
Hail.
It is Luton's turn.
Fireball.
Yeah. Full damage to both shield marshals.
Zap them.
17 damage.
End of Luton's turn. And the end of round one.
There it is.
There it is, folks. And the end of episode 126.
There's
the part you don't want to hear.
And now it's time for a new episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast, where we are still reeling from the absolute filthy, dirty betrayal of John Cena.
Yes. Can you believe it?
My.
Are we the only two wrestling fans in this room?
Yeah. I was going to say, is this a wrestling
let
fan?
Me,
what's
let
a,
me,
what's a John Cena?
Let me Set ask the non-wrestling fans then, have you seen any news at all related to John Cena turning evil?
News?
Like, that has come to your feed.
Is he like a heel now?
He has turned heel.
Yes.
First time in 22 years.
Face to be a heel.
22 years.
He's been wrestling for 22 years?
He's been wrestling for 30 years. He's been in the WWE for like...
How old is this
23
dude?
Years.
He's
and
18.
He has been a face the whole time that he's been John Cena.
A face means a good guy.
Yeah, he's 48.
I've never seen his face.
He looks like...
Thank you, Brandy.
What is that? What's going on?
Can't see John Cena.
It's his whole thing.
Yeah. Let's do...
Oh, don't do that.
Brittany, anymore. Let's reenact our reaction to the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view, where at the end,
John's, you paid for this?
No.
No.
There are premium live events are included with your Peacock and or Netflix subscription.
Family show, chill out.
Peacock is a bird. Ah. You're an idiot.
You know what?
Thank you.
Hey, thanks, folks.
We're sitting in our house, minding our business, enjoying a Saturday.
Where are you sitting?
In the couch, next to each other.
Okay.
Aw.
In the living room.
Okay. Time.
It's hour three of the...
Of your life?
WWE premium live event.
Fang.
Elimination
that's
Chamber.
That's a lot.
We've recently just seen John Cena win the Elimination Chamber.
Mm,
okay. Very exciting, because that means he gets to go to the main event at WrestleMania.
Oh, my.
And wrestle against Cody Rhodes, the current champion.
Cody Rhodes, yeah.
But before that,
okay,
The Rock had told Cody that he wanted him to become a corporate champion, because The Rock is now like...
What's a corporate champion?
The boss of the WWE.
Sounds like a
Costco. No longer the people's champion. You're now working for the man.
You wear a suit with your belt.
You're the champ.
Really?
For the man.
Okay.
I mean, he wears a suit anyway, but yes, basically.
Oh, yeah.
And you just... Are
you don't
all
know
about,
anything.
You're all about the corporate interests. But I like his attempt to play along.
Yeah.
Because that's what you're supposed to do with improv.
Thank you.
It's improv?
Yeah, let me teach you about improv since you know
nothing.
You think
wrestling is improv?
No, I think
that what's happening right
this
now.
Is improv.
It's improv.
Okay. Thank you. I didn't understand what
you clearly have improv. Never been educated in improv.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Never
all
heard of
those
it.
All those minutes spent at Harlequin Productions down the
they're gone.
Bumper. Yeah.
Yep. Never happened.
So, Brittany.
Yes.
You're sitting there with your husband enjoying a premium live event.
Where were you?
Don't you dare. This is the second time you've made a comment.
Well done.
A couple
so
weeks
quick.
Ago, I had to be like, get your hands off my wife. And The Rock does this. He does the Drax thing, and he does the finger across the throat.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh no, finger across the throat means death. Did you get that reference, Duval? Not yet.
I guess, but you know what it means.
And John Cena, low blow on Cody Rhodes. And then Travis Scott, who was out there.
A rapper?
Yeah.
Travis Scott.
What the heck is going on in wrestling?
Starts flipping Sage around, slaps Cody Rhodes in the face, breaks his eardrum.
Travis Scott?
Travis Scott.
Yeah.
The Travis Scott.
Oh, my gosh.
Who has, like, babies with a Kardashian. I don't know which
one. Well, you know.
Doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. But John Cena is there hitting him in the face with the microphone.
Travis Scott?
No. Cody Rhodes.
Okay. What's Travis Scott doing while this happened?
Cheering him on.
Oh, nice.
He's evil, too.
Oh, he's evil.
Evil Travis
that
Scott.
Tracks.
Corporate Travis.
Makes sense.
I mean, they're just fighting, right?
What did we do? We were like...
Yeah, we gasped.
What? We were freaking out. And Brittany was like, what is happening? I don't understand. And I'm like, he's evil. John Cena's evil. It's never happened before. Like, little... There's a video of all these kids all over the world
crying.
Sobbing.
So great.
Like, I watched
not,
a couple of clips.
That's not a good thing.
I watched a couple supercuts of them. Of all these children watching The Rock and Cena turn evil on Cody.
So funny.
Wow. And they're like, they're in it. These kids are in it. And they're
kids across the
room
just
their
lost
eyes
their hero.
Yeah.
That's kind of funny.
Okay.
That's kind of funny.
It's funny.
Scott Brittany, y'all know wrestling ain't real, right? You know it's not real, right?
I'm pretty sure that all of the wounds that are suffered are real.
I watched a movie about it with Mickey Rourke.
What do you think? Wait, hold on. Fine. Define real. In this context.
This is a conversation you never want to go to.
You've done
real home
you
my peyote.
In the context of wrestling, to keep it in the box that we're playing in, define what you think real is.
First of all, I don't think wrestling's in a box. You just said Travis Scott wrestling sentence.
And he was in the squared circle, was there.
It is scripted. It has storylines. And yes, there might be blood because they are stunt people.
Okay.
They're doing real stunts.
Okay. Oh, wait. They're doing what? Stunts?
Real stunts.
Real stunts.
Yeah, they're doing flips and control. They rehearse it.
Yeah.
Like stunts in movies. They don't just show up, go, hey, Bob, you ready? We're going to blow you up, man.
I mean, they kind of do.
Well, so does that mean every movie counts in the same real category?
Oh, man. Movies aren't real, Greg.
No, I'm saying, does that put it in that category,
Greg,
though?
You know movies aren't real.
Then wrestling is the same thing. It's a rehearsed, like, it's not real.
It's not real.
It's a rehearsed acting thing. It's like
it
entertainment.
It's actually
a lot of it is
wrestling entertainment, one could say.
I think they
just want you to know it's
rehearse
not
some things, but a lot of it is in the moment. They just kind of
they're calling it.
Yeah, they call their moves in the match, so you never know what they're you're
like,
going to get.
They like run into each other, and go, okay.
That's where the DDT sign
B.
came from.
Yeah. Suplex B.
No,
sometimes hand signals.
That's not real.
Can't see what I did.
Man, Greg loves doing the diamond cutter.
That's a great move.
DDP, let's go.
Nonetheless, recently helped it is Butterbean entertaining.
Learn how to walk again, but anyway, it is entertaining.
It's also fun
I am really entertained.
Speculate what the storylines are going to be and who's going to win.
We're really invested in the drama.
I could tell.
You know what else isn't real?
What's up?
Alkenstar.
I disagree.
Segway.
I disagree.
Did you like that one, Greg?
I liked it. That was good.
Segway.
Is that a sequel?
That's a sequel.
Segway. My least favorite font on Word. Oh, yeah. Hot take.
You like Comic Sans?
That's your
Comic
least Sans. Favorite font.
But you have a PC, so you got like four options. Like,
you know what? I like Wingdings.
I can't even read Wingdings. You're a fool. Get out of here.
You'd send secret messages to your friends in Wingdings.
I'm a sans serif guy. You know, I really like sans
100%.
Serif.
What was the meeting like when they named Wingdings?
We probably need a name. Lot like this. Probably.
We need a name for it. Jordan just walks in. He goes, hey, anybody got some Wingdings? Hey, Wingdings!
Five silly friends sitting around. Five programmers sitting around a table coming up with font names, and they were in the W's. And they're like, I don't care. Wingdings.
Yeah. IT people, just like you.
That's right. Jordan's in
just
IT.
Just like me.
Congratulations on your new job in IT,
by the
way. I don't do IT. That's the best. I'm not in IT.
I wish it had come with a pay raise.
Yeah.
Still pays nothing.
You just program more money, dude. You do it
that's
wrong.
What you do in IT.
The half pennies.
Put the codes in.
Oh, not the half pennies.
Program more money.
Oh, no, you broke her. Look, she's broken. Look at
her. That's amazing.
Just program more money.
Yeah.
Easy.
Why
wouldn't you do that?
So the outcomes are predetermined. I will give you that. Absolutely.
Okay.
I think that what happens between is not determined at all, other than by the actors
what
in the moment.
What happens between? What do you mean? What are you saying?
I mean, they have outcomes, and they're like, we want the story to go this way.
Fight, make sure this person wins.
This person needs to win.
I see.
But the show that they put on, the entertainment that they provide to that conclusion is phenomenal.
Sure, it's a show.
You know what's a little bit better, though?
Absolutely.
What's that? That people pay for. This is wild.
Luchadors.
Luchadors is the heartbeat of wrestling.
Greatest luchador of all time. Just join the WWE.
John Cena.
Nacho Libre.
Jack Black.
Nacho Libre.
No. Jack Black.
No. Penta.
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 He never takes off his mask.
You well, he's don't. A luchador.
You luchador.
True luchador has never taken
he's
off his mask.
He's a luchador.
Nobody knows.
No, he's never masked.
Miedo. No fear, baby.
What?
The greatest of all time? Nacho Libre. What's his name?
Oh, that's right. I know you're talking about.
Ramses.
Ramses number one. Just something party.
It's a party.
He sets us all on fire. I love that movie.
Played by a real luchador, by the way. The Silver King, who played...
Ramses?
Really?
Yes.
That's cool. Kidding. That
I mean,
super
he's
cool.
built like
he's
a legit.
Big.
Yeah.
I mean, we had Bianca Belair, who uses her hair as a weapon.
The EST.
She has a 7-foot long braid.
That's
and
bad.
She Ow. Hit Liv so hard, wrapped around her stomach, and just cracked, like so loud.
That was on a Saturday. On Monday, Liv was showing off her bruise. Like, check this out.
Yeah.
On the show. It was crazy, man.
It was good.
I'm just trying to picture what our friend Alex is doing right now.
He's agreeing with us.
Standing up.
Yeah.
Shouting at the top of his lungs.
Pacing. Preach! He doesn't know what to do with his hands.
Oh, but he's French. He's French-Canadian. Preach! Oh, it's funny because I actually talked to him. He doesn't have an accent at all.
He's like, hey, man, what's up?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How's that possible?
It's just how it is. He's a poser.
Oh. Is he an expat?
I'm kidding. No.
He's from Austin.
He's from Quebec.
French Canadian.
Montreal.
So he does have an accent then?
No.
Really?
I mean, if he does, maybe. Maybe when he's yelling
he's
at his
hiding
kids.
It from
Not all French Canadians have accents, right?
Huh?
Do all French Canadians
all
have accents?
All real ones do. All the ones I see on YouTube, dude.
If you're more French than Canadian,
or... I would imagine it depends on the. I would imagine it depends on like the area you grew up.
How French are you?
Yeah, like if you're from the east side, you're like all like
east side Quebec. You're, yeah, yeah.
You're like baguettes.
Yeah,
it's probably the west. I think the east side of Toronto is like the.
That's where Drake lives.
That's the New York side.
That's the Degrassi side.
That's the Degrassi side. Yeah, everybody's in wheelchairs.
Yeah, yeah. Joke of the night! Wow! So good.
Well, none of us will be able to follow that, so
nope,
might as well start.
Let's go fight Gatling guns.
Let's do it. Gatling guns with legs.
Oh, man. Taking us back into the episode, I wish I could only give a half a hero point because they don't have legs. But they are Gatling guns.
Yeah!
So Greg gets a hero point.
Yay!
Because he correctly assumed that he was under fire by Gatling guns.
Oh, yeah.
And he wasted his
Why are you rolling your eyes?
Because they're mine.
What?
Because who's mine?
My eyes.
I can roll them if I want to. Natural 20. Wee-wee.
Baguette.
I roll them if I want to.
I'm friends with Stu. This show is awesome.
This show is awesome.
Way better than wrestling.
And totally. And it's not scripted.
And boy, are we nearing the finish line.
Oh, man.
So now is about time for you to start your second or fifth listen through.
Yep.
The 10th. Michael Christopher, I'm talking to you.
Ixel turns around and reveals that he's been evil the whole time.
And kids all around start crying.
Not Darth Ixel.
He kicks Kal-El in the nose.
No.
That's about sounds about like what Fire Michael box. Cole said. What's going on? It was great. They also don't tell the announcers what's happening. They don't have the script.
Well, you got to have
so they have a
some live
total
reaction.
Legit
is
reaction.
Is Rosenberg one of those guys?
Rosenberg.
Heisenberg.
No, it's Rosenberg.
It's Rosenthal.
No,
Rosenthal.
It's Rosenberg.
Heidelberg.
Rosenberg.
Hindenburg.
No, he's from
like the blimp.
Roseburgers.
He's a New York City hip hop DJ, but he does wrestling
Are you
stuff.
About Adam no, DJ AM.
Pete Rosenberg.
Pete Rosenberg.
Yeah, of the Delaware Rosenbergs. No, really? Anyway.
Joe Tessitore is an announcer for the WWE now.
Oh, poor guy.
He loves it. He's been a fan his whole life. Put the phone down.
I'm sorry. I'm doing fruit.
No, make fruit. Make fruit. Make
fruit,
not war.
Fruit
I'm sorry.
And sorting
I'm just
it.
Caught up on the fact that you guys like Bigfoot and the wrestling.
Oh, we love it. Both.
Put
both
them together, though.
Oh,
if that Bigfoot I would watch that.
Rolling. That would be awesome.
Jordan.
Hey, you know what?
Jordan looks pretty small next to some of those guys.
Yeah.
I don't look mean enough to be a wrestler.
No, but you put a suit on.
I don't still look too nice to be a wrestler.
Squatchy.
Yeah, okay,
if I have a mask, luchador.
Yeah.
A luchador like, Sasquatch.
Like Kane has the least believable face
of
all time as like a mean guy. He looks like a big doofus when he takes his mask off.
He's I don't think I saw this. Undertaker's I so. Face for like decades.
Undertaker?
When he first started.
Always had his face out.
Nah, he was covered in his hair.
Oh, he had that mask too for a little while.
And there's so much
he
hair.
Broke his
always had his face out.
And then you saw his face,
face
like, oh,
just out way scarier.
Yeah. Anyway, do you guys have cero miedo?
I
think you do.
Sorry, what?
Zero fear.
You messed that up.
Cero miedo.
I don't think that's what it means what you think it does.
It does. Go ahead and Google it.
I'm not going
You're
to.
You're
going to
be all right. It means zero fear.
Okay.
Now we have fear.
Yo tengo mucha muerte.
Okay. He's has lots of death.
Much death.
He has lots of death.
In those flisses.
Well
what
done.
Else? What else? Jordan.
It is Darn Iyer's turn.
Yes, it is.
As we go back onto the gear smoke, we start round two. We're still in combat. A shield marshal died in 6 seconds. His life was snuffed out.
Bow. And we weren't even the one that finished the job.
Nope. But it goes Darn Iyer, Ixel, Kiwe.
My entire movement, it will take me 30. Oh, you know what?
Huh?
I can be kitty corner and diagonal. Me and Kal-El can be kitty corner, right? For an enemy and do off guard.
Yep.
He does have 10 feet of reach.
Move to where you want to go.
Bloop.
Yes, that would be considered flanking.
Perfect. And that's just one movement. And then I will take two individual attacks against this guy and see what happens.
You don't want to hit him with the old double slice?
No.
You don't want to?
All right. Well, Armor class has been lowered by 2 since you guys are flanking him.
Dos meows.
Ooh, a natty 18 plus 19.
Oh boy, that's a crit. You don't even need to do the math.
Okay, good, because my math's not that great.
2 meow meows.
Checking the crit, checking the boxes. And this will also be persistent bleed damage. And I do 62 damage.
Oh yes! My gosh.
What?
62 damage against Shield Marshal 2.
Yeah. Wow.
57 hit points.
Oh, I killed him!
Yeah, describe your kill.
Yes. Nice. I do that quick run around, and then as I'm running, I like slide on my knees and then go right across his guts with both the flissers. Yeah, it's real gross.
And he's like,
My guts!
My guts!
I went to school with a guy named McGuts.
McGuts.
Yeah.
Brian McGuts.
There's only one Shield Marshal left in the room with you now, and Darn Iru still has an action.
Darn Iru's final action.
Shut up, Jordan.
Will be
late recording, obviously.
Oh, yeah. That's really, it's 8 p.m.
It's 8 o'clock, everyone.
Bedtime.
When they gonna hand out pudding?
Hurry up, Greg. I gotta charge my CPAP and go to bed.
We already missed the start of bingo.
I am going to...
I gotta watch Reacher before I fall asleep tonight.
Alan Richard's the only thing that puts me to bed now.
There's nothing I can do to... I got it.
You can sing me a lullaby anytime.
Take me in. Nice and snug.
Knock me out,
so
Reacher.
I can't use this voice ever again.
Greg, you gotta go, man.
I'm waiting for you to stop, and I'll go.
Anytime.
I would like to shove. Can you shove while you're striding? Is that how that works?
No,
or no?
It requires an action to shove, and you need to move in order to get adjacent to that guy, and you only have one action left.
Got it. Okay, so in order to shove, you have to be adjacent to them already, and then you can keep running through them?
It requires an action. If you were next to him, it'd be fine. But since you're not next to him, you have to move, which is one action.
There's no run into somebody. Like sprint, like you're just striding and run into somebody.
A barbarian has like a charging shove type of attack they can do. Yes, but
okay.
Yeah, so there is, but you don't have it.
Then I'm just gonna.
That's the worst way to say that.
No.
How about this? I love your idea.
Isn't gonna work.
It just can't do it.
Perfect. I'm just gonna.
Going on the
I'm just gonna move over next to him and stand adjacent to him and kind of kitty like put him in the corner.
Kitty
corner
in the kitty.
Yeah.
Very good, Ixel. It's your turn.
Kill it.
All right. Trip. Punch. Punch.
Trip, punch, punch. Roll to trip.
Let's see. Roll to trip. Boo. Roll to 2. 22 total.
He is not tripped.
That's okay. I'm going to punch him anyway. Get ready.
Roll to punch.
For punches.
My body is ready.
Oh, Lord. Why?
Oh, Lord. Another 2. What is going on?
Punch me, lizard daddy.
No. Now you've gone too far. Now you've done it.
Miss.
And the second hit was a miss, too. Okay.
You missed with both of them?
Yes. I rolled a 5 on the
You're bad at this, Jordan.
How
so he's just, he's just, just flailing like a kid in preschool.
With his eyes closed.
I can't do my opportune backstab if you don't hit him.
Gross and dumb. It's Keyblade's
okay, hold
turn.
On. No, I
he's
have
got one more.
You flurried of blustered. That, yeah.
he blustered of flurries.
Okay, I'm going to use tongue disarm for my last action.
All right.
Just disarm him.
Yeah.
Again, against my reflex DC.
Against reflex athletics, I believe.
Yep, that's correct. What'd you get?
26.
Oh, man, missed it by 2.
Dang. What a fail of a turn!
Whew, that's going to go down in history.
Wow!
You haven't had a turn like that since you created this character.
Yeah. I haven't had a turn like that since Balnor.
Died.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, he's dead.
No.
Again, here we go.
You opened that door wide.
It's been almost 100 episodes.
I opened the door for my friends.
Exactly.
Just say,
what I am.
We miss him so much.
Yeah.
I can't lie.
I'm not your friend during these
Too
hours
soon.
Spent in my studio, which will be packed up soon. Sad.
Why are you?
Don't
are you
say
doing?
That.
I know. It's just, it's happening, people.
I think it's my turn.
It is.
I'm going to reload. And then.
Good idea.
I'm going to.
You can see this guy. He's surrounded by your friends.
Call shot.
Okay. Might as well shoot them all.
On his face. I want to shoot him in the face. Yes.
Is it going to be like that? Oh, man.
I think so.
What's going to happen when I start rolling?
I got a.
Apparently, they're going to roll well.
24.
That is a miss.
Yes.
But he takes 3 damage. So does Ixel, and so does Darn Iru.
Yeah, Ixel, take that.
Gosh, I love your new character so much.
That is dope.
Okay, let's do it.
Gosh, I love your new character so much. He sassed.
Yep.
He sassed. Was that a called shot?
It was.
Okay.
As a two action.
What Greg did was a called shot.
Yeah, it sure was. You're stupefied one, Duval.
I am.
No. Oh.
I didn't get Jordan's joke.
I did. Pound town.
No. I don't think that means what you think it does.
Crazy late night recording.
It's 803, people.
Keyway.
Yeah.
Luton.
Yes.
Kal-El. Darnayru. Roll a reflex save.
No,
I'm okay with
as
you.
As a hail of gunfire erupts through the walls yet again.
Hit the dirt.
From the opposite side of the boat.
Man.
I'm applying an AC bonus.
No.
Hit the dirt.
Oh, that's a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
It sure
tell me about that. Because this isn't a targeted attack. So just tell me about it.
I'm not targeted?
No. It's a cone.
Well then never
it's
mind.
It's an area of effect.
I can't do it then. Mm. When targeted by a ranged strike, leap gaining +2 circumstance to AC when falling and falling prone. So I can't even do that, right?
Yeah, it's not a hit against your AC.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's stupid.
Yeah, I can see how you would
feel. And we're going a reflex save?
Please.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, what did everybody get starting with Luton?
Luton got 38.
Okay, Kal-El?
Kal-El got 30.
Dang.
30 and a 38?
Yep, they're reflexy. Is that a pass?
What did Keyboy get?
30.
All right, and Darnayru?
32.
32. You all pass.
Yes.
No crit passes except for Darnayru, which means you take 15 damage.
Gotta stop
from the hail of gunfire. So that 15 goes to Luton, Kal-El, and Keyboy.
Got it.
We need to take that gun out.
Just the guy shooting it.
The shield marshal that is facing both Ixil and Darnayru right now and shot at the end of his last turn drops his Jezail and draws a longsword with one action.
Shang.
And then roll to hit against the dice, deciding who, because they've both hit him now. What's it going to be? Let's see.
I haven't hit him
Ixil,
yet.
You've done more damage to him. Oh, yeah. I guess the only person to hit him is Ixil. So I will hit Ixil, or I will strike at Ixil with a dirty 20. That feels missy.
That is a big miss.
Big miss.
It's a big old miss.
Feels missish.
Just kind of missy, yeah.
Yeah. Second strike, again, dirty 20. Two different dice rolls, same result.
Hey.
Yeah. That is a wasted life. Luton, it's your turn.
Finish him.
Luton's hit him. She did electric.
She did electric arc.
Yeah.
I'm going to use Kal-El's cat strike.
Okay.
Since the target is off guard.
It is.
So that's +1d4.
Target's not off guard.
It's not?
Huh. No.
Since we're all surrounding it.
Nobody's flanking it, though. You have to be on the opposite side of him. To get him off guard. Or he'd knock him prone. Then he'd be off guard.
So you can blame Jordan for that one.
Totally. Although he would have got up just now.
That's true.
I deny it.
Okay, we're going to do a jaw attack. And I don't think he has to move from there, right?
He's got reach now. Yeah, he's on the... Ixil is between Kal-El and the Shield Marshal, but Kal-El can get around Ixil.
25?
That is a hit.
Okay.
Yes.
By the skin of his...
Tied.
It's a Jaws attack. See what I did there?
Da-na.
So 2d6 plus 8. And I got 7 plus 8.
15 damage. 15. Okay.
And I'd like to do an opportune backstab.
You certainly may.
Rolled a natty 2, so 21.
Unfortunately, I miss. Bummer.
And then we're going to go in with Kal-El's claws this time. 16.
That's pretty good.
33 to hit.
That feels high. You're doing it at the second attack modifier?
No, I did jaws, now I'm doing claws.
Yeah.
So it's the first map.
-4.
Oh.
-4.
+13, so yeah. I got...
Still a hit. I just want to make sure you're adding the right number.
All
right,
so 2d4 plus 8 this time. So 13 damage.
Holy smokes.
Nice.
That's pretty good. Is opportune backstab a reaction?
It is.
Okay. 13 damage. Very good. That brings us to the other two actions in Luton's turn.
You ever seen gameplay of a squirrel with a gun?
Yes.
I want so bad for Luton to just pull out a pistol that's twice the size of her, but it's a normal size pistol.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And she just starts shooting.
In her hands, it's a medium pistol. Yeah. It's the size of her whole body.
I have line of sight on him, and he doesn't have any coverage, right?
He would definitely have cover if you're doing a targeted attack, but it's only one AC for you that he would be gifted. What are you thinking?
Elemental toss.
Okay. That's only one action.
Yeah.
E.T.
Roll to hit.
Okay, so range strike plus 19.
Yeah, plus 19 is pretty good.
That's great.
Well, when you get a natural one.
I can't do this anymore.
That's not
good. That's a 20.
You still have an action left.
Okay. I'm going to hit again with it.
No, that's fine. At a plus, 15, plus 14. 14 this time. Yep.
Yeah. Very Let's good. Try a different dice, shall we?
Maybe.
Oh, that's better. 31.
That's a hit.
Nice. Yeah.
5d8 bludgeoning damage.
Holy shnikes. 5d8.
Let's end this, fool.
It's possible, but highly unlikely.
Max damage. Do it. Prove him wrong.
She might. She probably will. Watch.
This would be awesome.
5d8.
Okay. Well, pretty good.
What a pretty good roll. Some sevens in there? An eight, maybe?
Some tens.
You can't go higher than eight, Jordan.
He's like, keep going.
I lost count.
You said roll D9s, right?
Yeah, I did.
D9, okay.
D9.
D9'd.
That comment is
26.
Denied.
26.
Ooh,
damage?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
Couple eights.
Still five. Kicking, but
okay.
Looking very worse for the wear. And that brings us to the end of your turn.
Yes.
It also brings us to the end
Uh-oh.
Of round two. And we start round three with Darny
Room. All right, I'm going to attempt to dive into his square and do a little flip trick and dive out.
Sure.
For a tumble behind.
Why not?
I rolled natty one, so I fail that.
Ouch.
Gosh, guys.
But what happens when I fail that? I know that I stay in my spot.
You die.
Yeah, right.
Shame.
It just says your movement ends and you trigger reactions as if you had moved out of the square. So if he has reactions, you could use it.
Oh, he has a reaction, all right.
To die when I swing and hit him with this. I'm going to just attack him. I'm going to do a twin feint on this one.
Okay.
No, I'm not. I'm going to do one swing.
Okay.
And I rolled a 27.
That's a hit.
Oh, is it really?
It sure is.
Ooh, okay. Rolling non-crit damage. This feels weird.
Describe your kill.
Are you serious? Hey.
He nice. Had 2 hit points.
Oh, 2 hit points. You literally almost killed him. I just blew in his direction, and he's like, that hurts my soul. That hurt my feelings, and then he dies.
I perish.
Yeah, he died because I hurt his feelings.
Succumb to my wounds and move on from this mortal coil as I slough it off.
So
I didn't know he was Shakespearean.
He waxes poetically. And is deceased.
That was my 2 actions. And my 3rd action, what I'm going to do is I'm going to free action say this, not like scream it, but just say it scream as it. I'm running. Get out and go back in the big room.
What big room?
What's the big room?
Just follow me. Out of here, as I was trying to say. I can make it to literally in the hall right here.
So Darnayru has run all the way into the hallway between the 2 doors.
And that's my turn.
Okay.
I want to see if this Gatling gun can chase us and keep shooting out there, if they know that we left and they just keep shooting blindly into that room, or what they're doing. Because they haven't tried to come out the door yet.
That's true, and it's Ixel's turn.
What big room are you talking about?
The room, the big giant room, gaming deck.
No, the gaming deck. Out on the deck?
Oh, okay.
What big room have you been in?
That's not a room, because it doesn't have 4 walls.
Go come outside.
Greg.
It's one wall. It's a room
a floor.
A room insula? A room fjord.
A room fjord, I like that.
You don't want to run in and fight the other guys that are shooting at us?
I just want to see if they try to come out and get us.
Oh, they're going
to
get us.
They're just right. Shooting through a wall right now without trying to get to us.
Interesting.
So I'm going to see, are they going to keep shooting? I'm just getting out of the way so I don't get hit again. Or hit at.
Yeah, we're ticking down hit points.
Darnayru doesn't want to be hit at.
Yeah.
Can you move me to...
Ixel did not get here. Hit at in the last round.
They missed him? No, they didn't even shoot at him.
They didn't hit him.
I think I was outside of the cone.
That's 2 actions.
So Ixel has taken 2 actions to run outside the door, out back out onto the gaming deck, and is now facing the starboard side windows that look in on the sitting lounge of that starboard suite.
That's port.
Left is port. That is correct. Ixel has taken 2 actions to move outside the door and gone to the port side and is now standing outside the port sitting room, but on the gaming deck.
And all those curds are still closed?
Yes.
Okay.
You guys didn't open them?
No.
You saw what was on the other side of that wall. You have 1 action left, Ixel.
I'm going to end my turn.
All right. Passing the rest of his turn over to Kibwe.
I'll take my maximum move actions and move out into the big room.
A deck move has been issued by Kibwe.
I only have 20.
Where would you like to go? That's 1. Now we're on to act 2.
Okay, and then I'll forfeit the rest of my turn.
Okay. Kibwe is next to Ixel and next to the door. Leading into that main suite area. A hail of gunfire erupts again, and I need all 5 of you to roll a reflex save.
Stupid.
Out in there.
As gunfire, and you can see bullet holes on the wall from the outside and everything. A cone is big.
Oh, gosh.
A cone is a 90 degree angle.
33.
Attack.
33. 36.
36.
23. A natty 2.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I just hope that's not a critical fail.
25.
All right. Kibwe and Darnayru fail and take 27 damage.
Okay.
What did Kal-El get?
32.
Kal-El, Luton, and Ixil take 13 damage.
I have a path to perfection. Makes my successes crit successes.
This whole time? Oh, you haven't been hit by this.
Yeah.
Then you're good.
Cool.
It is a pass and is now a crit pass. Okay. That is the end of whatever that was turn, and it is now Luton's turn. Do you guys want me to tell you now that you ran straight into the center of the cone, or do you want me to wait?
Well, I figured it was near the door where we were trying to get in. Like the Gatling guns would have been pointed at the door.
This thing's got a wide berth.
It's this thing down here.
Yeah.
But I think, why does it keep scrolling? It's like pointed right here.
So.
Okay, well, now I know.
30 foot.
Are you guys metagaming a little?
We don't know how far it's going. We see bullet holes everywhere.
Everywhere. You're getting shot to smithereens every round.
Can I swift mount Kal-El?
You can.
And ride him out into the big room farther away?
You can.
Okay.
Kal-El has a 35 foot speed.
Has the quick kitty feet.
Yep. F-E-A-T or F-E-E-T?
Both.
So that's 40 feet of movement on, well, a little, plus a little bit more because Kal-El's got to squeeze through the doorways. But we'll call that his two actions. And you go with him as you're riding on him.
Is that all my actions?
That was one action.
Okay. Can I spend a focus point and heal Kal-El to full?
Do you have, you've used...
Oh, wait, hang on.
Two focus points, right? To shoot two elemental tosses.
Elemental tosses for her takes focus points?
Sure does. Mm-hmm. Whoa. I think you have one left.
So those aren't cantrips then?
They are not cantrips. They are focus spells.
Nice. This whole time I thought they were cantrips.
Elemental toss, elemental blast, focus. Which is great because it means you can use them forever.
Yeah.
Every combat. You have one focus point, so you can use it on Kal-El if you want.
Yes, I
will. Then roll, was it 5d8 plus
infinity healing? There's a one action and a two action.
You have two actions left.
Let me look at the values.
I think it's 5d8 plus 40.
That's so much.
The bonus healing alone heals Kal-El to full, and that would be the end of your turn. He was down 43 hit points, Gil. So he's up to full 94 out of 94, and that takes us to the end of Luton's turn and the end of round three. The heroes known as the Shumfall of Five start round four with Darnayru.
Darnayru is going to move 60 feet.
Okay.
Bloop. And I have a third action in case any of that was difficult terrain, and I will end my turn here and see what happens.
All right. Ixil, it's your turn.
That's you, Jordan.
Are we sure this Gatling gun doesn't have legs? It could just walk out here and follow us.
It has legs that it stands on.
I mean, if we're ready to go in there, you're the most qualified person to break that door that we locked.
Oh, you can just remove it from your side.
Oh, I can do that?
Any of you can.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's good to know.
That would take an action.
It would.
Just like open that door.
Okay, Ixil's going to... I don't know where this cone is facing. Ixil's going to run into the hallway, bust the lock or unlock it, whatever I have to do, and then end my turn here.
You have one action, you're not... Oh, there, okay.
Okay. Ixil has ended his turn at the end of the hallway with his back up against the door that leads into that forward room. We'll call it the forward room. Kibwe.
That might be smart, actually.
Kibwe, I wasn't getting hit on this side totally of the wall when I was in the other room.
Neither of you guys is Kibwe, so... Kibwe is going to take a full run towards Darnayru. Just a full one move action.
Two move actions, if you want to get next to him. If you only want to use one move action, you would be here. Right up against the wall.
I'll take one.
Up against the rail.
I'll take one.
Okay.
And then I want to use a versatile vial to try to heal myself.
Ah, very good. So first action, Kibwe moves to the railing on the port side, and then second action, draw. Third action, consume a potion. An excellent strategic turn.
How do I know how much power the vial I'm lost all of a sudden?
It's okay. It's tricky, and you haven't been an alchemist for very long.
Oh, the versatile vial?
Got Elixir of Life is 5d6 plus 12.
Okay, 5.
That's pretty good.
I think so.
Can't hurt. It's also not, like, healing magic, so an undead character can get healed by it.
Oh, that's nice. Might need to save one of those
for those of you who have, you know, daywalkers in your adventuring party.
I don't know who would ever choose that.
Who would choose that? Idiots.
Shut up.
That's 20.
Oh, you can't math? Huh?
That's 20 plus whatever you need to add to it.
Plus 12.
20. 32 healing to Kibwe. All
thank
right.
Thank you. My brain, man.
No, it's good. It's late. I know.
I'm old.
You had some carbs today, maybe too many carbs.
And I haven't had my pudding yet, so. I don't want to watch my golden girls.
So Keyboy's got himself back up to 105 out of 130 for the end of his turn, and I need Kal-El and Luton to roll a reflex save. As a hail of gunfire erupts from that corner of the other suite, it... I'm sorry, gunfire, I didn't mean to interrupt you. Ixil, Keyboy, and Darnayru are not in the cone where they are standing, at the very edges of the spread. You can almost feel the bullets whiz by.
Ooh.
But that's I do a need a reflex save from Kal-El and Luton.
I thought we were out of the way.
Not okay. Far enough.
So annoying. It's not good. 27 for Luton.
Okay.
28 for Kal-El.
Okay. You both take 23 damage. The full force. And at the end of the spread, you guys hear cling, 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 cling. Coming out. From that room.
Finally. Is it reloading?
Yep, it's reloading. Or at least it's out.
Or it's moving.
Its legs came out. Spider it's legs.
Yeah, it unfolded its spider legs.
It's a laptop gun.
Man, Luton's damage. She's taking a significant amount of damage in this combat.
You might need to heal yourself.
Round four here. She's at 35 of 116.
That's way too low for me to feel comfortable.
Yeah.
It is your turn.
I'd like to heal myself.
Yeah, that's right. A good one.
Off the staff or off of a druid spell?
I want to save my spells, but I'm taking up spell slots anyways off the staff, so it doesn't really matter.
Doesn't matter. No, it's up to you.
It's funny. She doesn't look druish.
I'll use my druid spells, I guess.
Okay.
I have a level 2, level 3, or level 4, or 1.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4 heals. Mm-hmm. 4 is 4d8 plus 37. If you do the two action variety.
To get you close to full, I think you're going to have to do that one.
Okay.
Because 30 will put you around 60.
And she's
and then
out of
roll.
Focus points. Wow.
Yeah.
You're so unfocused.
We're going, we're this fighting a bunch of stuff after we fought a bunch of stuff. There was no resting.
There was lots
stingy
of resting.
Amount of hero points.
I don't, you still have two.
And
could have used them both right
now
there.
Now we're about to beat the end boss.
It's fine.
It's fine. It's great.
Take your healing.
So good.
Is it 48 plus 36, not 37. That's my
says bad. 39 on mine.
Oh, well, I have no idea what she's doing.
She gets her bonus.
Yeah.
I get a bonus.
But it's a level 4 spell. The bonus is only supposed to be 4.
This is what it says in Hero Lab.
No, I believe Hero Lab. Yeah. No, I can see it myself. Okay. You're right. It's just wild. Oh, you know what it is? She's got another...
I have a buff.
She's stacking buffs.
57.
Yeah. Stacking
healing.
Buffs.
57 healing.
Yeah.
What am I even doing over here? She's got three bullets in her from a Gatling gun, and they all just sort of close up. Cool.
That was two actions. Wolverine.
I was literally thinking that.
Yeah, you still have an action left.
I'd like Kal-El to move us away from the gun.
All right.
I don't know where that is. I still can't figure out where to go.
Well, we didn't get hit, and we're on the port rail.
Yeah, but Kal-El... Be a chunky boy.
He's chunky.
He's not out of any danger on the port rail.
At all?
No.
Where?
Because he's 10 foot by 10 foot square.
Up there, maybe?
Here?
Okay. That might be far enough away.
Then
from the cone.
I take that back. Yeah. He was, where was he here?
All right, so Kal-El and Luton move to the far starboard aft corner of the gaming lounge on the top deck, hoping to get out of the way of this hail of gunfire.
Was that three actions?
That would be three actions.
Okay, I'm 92 of 116.
Okay, not too bad. It is the end of your turn. It is the end of round four, and we start round five with Darnayru.
Well, now the door has been unlocked. That's really far away is the one thing. 40. I can move an extra 20.
It's 65 feet to the door from where you were.
65.
Mm-hmm.
So 60 feet is right here.
60 feet right here, Gale, is right in the middle of the sitting lounge.
The door wasn't opened. It was just, or was it just
un- This door is closed. It's in front of you, and it's the door that leads into the inner portion of the suite. It's peppered with bullet holes. You can definitely see some kind of movement on the other side, maybe blocking the sunlight that's coming through. There's things on the other side of the door. You don't know what it is.
But I meant the door before it. He unlatched so I think technically...
No, he did. I don't think he unlatched
it.
He removed the lock.
That's what I mean. He just pulled the lock. So
you'd have to use an action to open it.
So I will be stopped right in front of that door, but I will open the door for my third action. It will take me two actions to get in front of it.
Yep.
And then I'll use my third action just to open the door into the sitting room.
I'm tracking.
Okay, that'll be my whole entire turn.
Okay, Darnayru has taken his whole turn, potentially opening himself up to a hail of gunfire.
Yeah.
Nope.
It is Ixel's turn.
All right, Ixel will run through the door that Darnayru just opened.
You're welcome.
Into the sitting room, and if I need to open that door in front of me, we'll open that.
Ixel opens the door.
That's two actions?
Yeah.
Yeah, one, two, open the door from the sitting room to the inner lounge and sees three shield marshals, two of them pressed up against the wall, the far wall, the forward wall of the cabin, and the third shield marshal in the corner standing over a smoking Gatling gun that has been positioned to shoot at anything that comes through the corridor after a signal was made. Okay. But you see him furiously trying to load a belt full of ammunition into the weapon.
Murder.
Muck duck.
Yeah.
And you have one action left.
Yeah, I will end my turn right here, please. Where's in front of Corruption Marshal 5.
Poking his head through
or
the...
four. Yeah, number 4.
Poking his head through the door.
Oh, why'd you do that?
He runs all the way inside and is in melee with Shield Marshal 4, which was controlling the Gatling gun. He's fully in the room by himself with all three Shield Marshals.
Oh, my God.
And they all take their turn now because an enemy has entered the room.
Why?
So Shield Marshal 5
goes... Why would you do that?
Roll low. Roll
back. I'm not judging you.
I need to stop this guy before he reloads that Gatling gun.
I don't know.
The Shield Marshal that's right next to Ixel had a Jazael out. As soon as you finish your move, he takes a shot at you.
He misses.
We'll see. 32 to hit.
I will use Deflect Projectile.
That gives you the plus 4 AC when you use it. Four. All right.
Oh, yes.
Get some.
Then you roll to hit.
Oh, okay. Okay. Lizard face. I see you.
32.
32 is a hit.
Yeah.
Kill it.
That's a D8 plus 3 damage. Go ahead and roll that, too.
Heck yeah.
Unless you want me to damage myself.
No. I don't remember what we did in the past, but I
you made terrible decisions in the past, and let me roll the dice.
For some reason, he rolled.
And I rolled one.
Yeah.
6.
Plus 3, so 9 damage to that shield marshal, who is bewildered beyond belief that he just took 9 damage from his own bullet. Reloads his Jazael and shoots a second time, this time getting 21.
Nice.
Which I don't think is good enough to hit the tough hide.
Nope.
On the lizard from the Mwangi.
Nope.
And that is the end of its turn.
It goes, bink.
Dink, 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 dink. That brings us to Shield Marshal 6, who does the same thing. First shot is a 34 to hit.
Okay.
That is 7 damage. Reloads, shoots again. Second shot is a 26 to hit.
Miss.
Oh, man, that AC is so high on the monk.
Awesome.
From the Mwangi, the Mwunk. The Mwangunk.
Mwangunk.
That's what gets caught in my sink drain.
Mwangunk?
Mwangunk.
Yep.
I'm looking to you for approval. Do you approve? Carry on, carry on. Proceed.
He's the Mwangi expert over here, and he just gave the carry on
sign. That is
on
the
sign.
End of his turn. The dwarf from Dongan Hole.
Yeah.
It is your turn.
It is my turn.
So he's going to move up so he can see inside that window just above.
All the windows are shut, and the curtains are drawn.
But it's a window.
It is a window.
With curtains. I'm shooting through that window.
That's fine. Okay. If you do that.
What?
You have a 50% mischance.
Oh.
Because the enemy is hidden to you. So you have to beat a DC 11 flat check in order to land your hit.
What are you saying?
I'm saying if you attack.
Yeah.
Because Ixel could say, they're in here, they're in the corner. Whatever.
Yeah,
he does. You know that. Where to... You're like, all right, I got a shotgun blammo, right? You rolled a hit. Let's say you hit.
Yeah, let's say it.
Probably, pretty likely.
Yeah,
because it's a really high level. You would then have to roll a d20 and get an 11 or better.
Oh, let's do it. Let's get
or
it.
Or it's a dead miss.
Let's see what happens.
And there's no bonus to that roll. It's just a flat check.
Yeah. Okay.
Because this creature is hidden to you.
Okay. Will this break the window in such a way that on another action he can, like, move the curtains out of the way or something?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Put me right there. You're already in front of a window. But that guy's in the way. So I have to. That gives me another.
Aim you know to
that?
The right of my voice.
It's a little meta, but okay. I'll allow it. It's fine.
Okay, great. Yeah. Let's do it.
So, Keyboy's first action is to move 5 feet. Here's why I'm okay with it. It's an action.
I know. That's why I was like, don't do it. And he's like, whatever.
No, he's choosing to use an action to, and you're aiming at 5. Clear line of sight to shoot. What'd you roll? With your second action. I heard you slam the table. I felt you slam the table.
A 24.
A 24, unfortunately, is a miss.
What are you talking about?
What?
20 plus 22.
No.
Did you roll a 3?
He rolled a 7. It's okay. Yeah, okay. I thought the move. Okay.
That's right. 29. 29.
I love it when he's passionate.
He doesn't know why you can't add.
29.
I get it.
It's 4 o'clock in the morning.
I can't add either. It's fine.
I know. We have I use a computer.
No, I just thought the move, and I was using the second. Anyway,
that's okay.
Yeah,
that's a hit.
Yeah, sweet.
Nice. Now in front of me, right here, roll a d20.
Why in front of you, bro?
Because I don't trust you at all.
We're friends.
Right there.
Come on.
Right there. I want to see it.
I like rolling
outside. DC 11
the cup.
Flat check. 20. Your shot hit the AC of the creature, but it went wide.
Ooh.
Through the window and missed.
Dang.
The window's open.
Window's busted out. The curtains are still in the way.
I got one more move, right?
You have one action left.
I'm going to shoot at it again.
You have to reload.
Stupid!
You know what doesn't reload? A quiver of arrows.
Oh, no.
A magical quiver of arrows.
Hey, you got to go see Mama when Mama calls.
You're
no,
just
you
never going to stop.
My mom
crap
calls
for it.
All the time.
Yeah.
Shut up, Gil! We're playing games! I'm going to reload now.
All right. Or rip the curtains down. Yeah. It's up to you.
Oh, I'll rip the curtains down.
Oh, you rip the curtains down. You have a full view of this scene inside.
And they can see me, too.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
The shotgun blast through the window. It is the shield marshal who's fussing over the Gatling gun's turn. He just says, forget it! Drops nice. All the ammo that's in his hands, draws his Giselle for his first action, because his hands were on the Gatling gun, and is going to take a shot point blank at Ixel.
You're welcome to try.
Ooh!
You intimidated my dice, you big giant creature. I rolled a 22 to hit.
Yes.
I'm going
to throw that bullet right back at you.
You cannot do that because it's still the same round, and you only get one reaction
around.
I'm going
to throw that bullet at my...
But I reload and finish my turn, which brings us to the very angry, very distant sprite, fuming, I'm sure.
I would like Kal-El to carry us into the room, please.
Oh, boy.
I don't know how much.
I hold silver.
Charge!
Away!
I got it. He can get you just inside the sitting room.
Okay.
With one action.
Okay.
Kitty, kitty.
You have two actions left. Actually, I'm sorry. It's two actions for him to get you inside the sitting room. Two of his move actions. That was 60 feet of movement plus two difficult terrain squeeze squares. So full 70 feet.
Is it one action to dismount?
It's a free action.
Free action.
You can you're basically jump off him and
so
jump
when
on
I
him
jump off, where do I land?
You're in his square.
I'm still in his square.
You're so tiny.
Can I be in this part of his square?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine. You can be right there. That's fine. And from there, you can see the shield marshal in the corner.
Ooh.
Great.
You could pick any one of his squares to land in, and it would be legit.
I would like to do.
Why not? I'm making this up. You're riding a jaguar.
She has a swift mount.
Technically not even a creature that you can ride. But I don't care. It's cool. Rule of cool.
It's called the Game Master's wife feet.
Yeah. That expires next session, by the way.
Okay. I have two actions.
You do. You have two actions.
I want to do max damage, not damage Ixil.
But you can only see one target.
But I can only see one
fireball.
But
clearly the only option.
I know. It is, right?
Ixel, you're going to get roasty toasted. You know what, though?
I'll heal you.
He, if he passes his reflex save, it's a critical success. It was like he was made for fireballs to be shot at.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to do...
Is that dark?
Level 4 fireball.
Fireball. Holy gosh. Shnikes.
You better make this save, bro.
When was the last time fireball was even cast? Was it when you guys were helping the bat creatures, the Nyctera?
No, I've
fireball.
Used it.
I feel like there was one more time
in that
after
boat?
That. I remember it there.
Yeah, I've used it since then, I think.
I don't think you have. Oh, no, you used... No, that was the vault before. I don't think you've used it since then.
Wow.
This is incredible. I think I got to make three
reflexes. Wait, what's the...
Fireballs? Magic words? Fireball. I'll tell you right now.
Fireballs with a Z?
Oh, yeah.
It's not. Oh, no, that's so great. The other cool thing is her fireball doesn't do fire damage, right? It does bludgeoning damage because it's more of like a water ball.
What is it that has a Z at the end?
Thunderballs.
Thunderballs with a Z. That's right.
I don't even why do I not have the fireball words in here? I don't even have the fireball words recorded. I'm the worst GM on earth, you guys.
I don't
telling
either.
You.
I had Burn Baby Burn.
That's a good one.
Burning Biscuits.
Wait, was it Burning
Biscuits?
Fireball
does not have a...
Well, now it needs one.
It does.
Yeah, Fireball.
Incinerate.
Ooh.
Oh, there you go.
I think that's a different spell.
It is, but it's okay.
Incinerate has been cast. I need a reflex... I need a reflex save from Ixel. Try to say it three times fast.
Reflex, save, reflex from Ixel. Save from Ixel.
Reflex Ixel. It doesn't roll. It's not it doesn't roll. Shut up.
I rolled low. 26 total.
That is a fail.
Oh, no.
29's the DC.
I'm so sorry.
That's okay.
That's bad.
You have to heal me later.
I will heal you.
If she doesn't kill you right here.
Can she beat 350?
Ooh.
Or 137?
Dang. I got a pass, a crit pass, and a crit fail.
Ooh, okay.
On 4, 5, and 6, respectively. So how many D6s are you rolling over there?
8.
30?
Oh, dang.
That's what I'm saying, Jordan.
Dude, you're in trouble, man.
And doubled on the crit fail.
Yeah.
Okay, here. Oh, gosh. Okay, here we go. Oh.
You're drinking that pop real fast, man. You're nervous.
It's not. It's a size of that stomach. It's like a 5-gallon bucket in there.
There's a lot of sixes. 34.
Holy smokes!
It's not that bad. For you, Jordan, it's not that bad.
Take 34
damage. It's 68 damage for Shield Marshal 6.
Woo! Yep.
Holy smokes. That is so much. And Shield Marshal 4 takes half of that.
Yes.
So 17 damage. Shield Marshal 5 critically succeeded, and you took 17 damage as well. No, you took the full 34.
I took the
34.
Full 34.
Wow. 34, sorry. 68, and 17 damage.
That's what it needed to happen.
Yeah. 134. We got it. Well, if you add his, 160 something.
That's a lot of damage.
But that would technically help
you. I beat my own. No, I didn't.
Yeah. Axel's just like, where did that fire come from? I burned my skin. It's too dry.
Time to shed. Yeah.
Darniru.
Shed later. It's fine.
We start round 6 with Darniru.
Wow, that happened quick.
Yep.
5, 10,
these rounds
15,
are flying by, guys.
20, 25. We're going to move 25 feet.
It's Shumfollow 5 versus Corrupt Shield Marshal 3, or the Corrupt Shield Marshal 6. That's what they called themselves. Like a Korean boy band. Too many members, and now they've all been shut down.
And I will do...
I get it.
Thank you. It was a good reference, actually. One of my best. Best reference.
I'm going to attempt to tumble behind.
Do it.
First, natty 17
oh,
plus
no.
22.
Yeah, that's a win all day.
Sweet. So my last action will be to just straight up attack an off-guard creature.
He is off-guard to this strike. This is Shield Marshal 6 that just received a massive 68 damage from a fireball.
I'm hoping I tied his off-guard with a 25.
You passed it.
Yes!
You did not tie it. You hit his off-guard.
Okay.
Not even a tie.
So we're going off guard, getting my extra.
Remember, you guys have been
there.
Fighting corrupt shield marshals for a minute. These are trash mobs.
Mm-hmm.
They just happen to have a Gatling gun.
Yeah,
two, which they didn't even get to shoot the other one.
Good,
honestly,
we'd be hurting.
You guys, the decision to charge in, I'm impressed.
I'm glad I made that up.
We got lucky.
I didn't think you guys were going to do it.
My idea.
When Duval rolled that one, and you guys were thinking about charging into the next room, boy, did my GM. Yep. Hackles go up. And I was like, oh my gosh.
I'm glad I changed my mind.
I'm gonna be the one making kids cry all over the world. Forget John Cena.
Yeah.
I'm worried about AJ.
24 damage.
Holy smokes.
Who's AJ?
Who's AJ? Miami super fan AJ?
Yeah.
Oh, that little jerk.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Our fan.
Our fan?
AJ super fan. Yeah. He listens to our show every
AJ.
Day before he goes to bed.
Just kidding, AJ.
Love you, bud.
Listens to it on the way to school.
He's no clue.
I know.
No clue. AJ, you're the best.
It's okay. Luton's his favorite character.
Yeah.
Anything
oh,
else?
Yeah,
you got one
Portland?
Action left? No, his dad's from Miami.
Okay.
It's cool. Don't talk anymore.
I don't have one more. I ran in, tumbled behind, and then attacked.
Okay.
He's probably visited Portland.
Wait, wasn't run in, tumble behind all one action?
No, because it took me... technically, yes. So I do have one more.
That's what I thought.
Swing. Thanks for keeping me honest, GM.
Trying.
Nope. 93.
What was the total?
Total is 15, so 18.
Okay. Yep. Just had to ask because he was off guard. It's
he was only off guard to my next attack on that turn, so he wasn't off guard against my last one.
Oh, right. Yeah. Well, it's Shield Marshal 5's turn, who is going to shoot at Ixel, but he's got to reload first. So reloads, shooting at Ixel. These guys are overwhelmed now. A 38.
Dang it.
Oh, man.
Whoa. Okay.
Is that a crit?
No. Calm down.
What?
My AC is 30,
no.
bro.
He said no.
Calm down.
His
the
AC is
fart
ridiculous.
Down. Out of the toilet.
Calm
Ew,
down.
What?
Where are you going to put it?
Wow. 11 damage. Would have been
amazing.
32 if I hit it with a crit. It was 11 damage.
Woo.
Reloads with his last action. It's Shield Marshal 6's turn. And that's the one that is right next to Darnay Rue, who's going to drop his Giselle and draw a longsword. Roll to hit, 35 to hit.
That's a hit.
Yeah, 9 damage. Second strike, an 18. So
miss.
Draw, strike, strike.
What was the what was the damage you said?
9.
9.
On that longsword strike against Darnay Rue.
Got it.
It is Ixel's turn.
Finally. Ixel cracks his knuckles. We're going to trip this fool.
And if you're tracking the initiative and you're wondering why those guys got to go before Ixel, is because they readied actions and jumped in initiative.
That makes sense.
Ixel doesn't have any knuckles. The lizard,
I bet,
man.
He does. Lizards have knuckles.
What are you talking about?
Like every lizard. Because they have joints in their fingers.
36. Salamander. Hold 36 on. To
stop
trip.
Everything. I don't care about your 36. Google image search lizard.
Are you asking... AI.
I should ask AI.
Do lizards have knuckles?
Yeah. Holy crap. So many images of lizard knuckles.
Lizard knuckles. That's the name of my band.
Yes. Solid choice.
Finally.
Anyway.
Sorry.
What'd you do? You tripped me?
36 to trip.
That is 10 plus my reflex is 28. So that's a successful trip.
Okay, good.
Shield Marshal 4, hit the flow.
Okay, next thing you know.
Okay.
Here comes some punches. Oh, I rolled a natty 19. That's 40.
That's
to
not
hit.
Good. That's
40.
Not good. That's not good. That's almost a double crit.
That's great.
Fantastic.
Oh man.
That's wait, no, I'm sorry. Take that back.
That's
sorry.
Quadruple
that should be
damage.
My second. This should be my second attack modifier.
So 35.
I'm sorry. So 35 to hit.
Because he's prone, that's a crit.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay. 23 to hit for my second strike.
That's a hit because he's prone!
Yes! A crit and a hit. This guy's so dead.
Good job.
He's so that not is feeling very good at all.
A total of 48 damage.
Ouch. Very whoa. Much ouch.
Punch, punch!
And does he get
and
some
you
for
get, it? Yeah, you got to roll. You got to beat a 29 DC fortitude save.
Yes, I do. Oh, no. I critically failed that son of a gun. I got an 18.
Yeah.
I got an 18, y'all. Stun 3.
You are stun 3
oh,
now.
That yes. sucks. That sucks.
For
okay.
how long?
I'm stun 3. When I take my turn, you gain back a number of actions
okay.
minus their stun value.
Okay.
So I will gain back 0 actions at the beginning of my turn.
That's awesome.
Effectively losing my turn.
Ha ha.
Which awesome. Really sucks because I think you still have an action
left. Even more as I'm going to punch you again.
You should punch the guy see. Next to
actually,
him.
I'm going to. Yeah, I'll just punch the guy next to me. I'll use.
Let's do it.
2 actions instead of 1. Let's do that.
What?
Wait, what does that mean?
Well, because Flurry of Blows is technically... No, because Flurry of Blows is technically 2
one
actions.
Action.
It's 1 action, but it feels like 2 because it's...
Well, you're wrong.
Two,
so okay. Take your third
get
action to strike.
Get out of here.
At your lowest attack modifier.
I rolled a natty 20, so...
Brilliant.
Are you serious?
Yeah, dead serious.
Against the prone guy?
Against... No. Against Shield Marshal 5.
Who told you to do that?
Shield Marshal 5.
Who told you to do that? Who told you to
myself.
Switch targets?
I decided to do that.
Dumb. Roll your damage.
We all know he doesn't listen to me.
Yeah.
So that was a 33.
33 damage.
Yeah. No. 33 to hit. Because I start at my third
it's a natural
attack.
20.
Yeah, but 33 is a hit, so it is a crit.
Okay. All right, I'm just
I got you.
Math checks
I got
out.
You, boo.
Okay. All right.
I can see your
take
whole
the crit, bro.
Okay, I'm taking
right in
it.
Front of me.
I'm taking it. And second two strike, 25.
25 damage, man.
No. 25 to hit for the second strike.
What are you talking about?
You can't
about?
Do flurry of blows twice in a round.
That's correct. It's a flourish
ability. So you just hit him once as a crit.
Then 32 damage.
Okay. Very good.
That's great.
That
good
is
job.
Very great.
That's your crit damage, 32?
Right.
Sweet.
Ouch. Okay. Excellent turn, Ixel Thraxos. It's Keyway's turn.
I'm going to shoot at number 5 as well.
You need to reload.
Boom. Reloaded.
Okay. I'm glad I'm keeping track.
Yeah. And I'm going to
shoot.
Can
you difficult terrain through the window?
Sure.
You could. What? You don't have to, but that's just as cool as you can.
Running reload through
yeah,
the window?
Yeah, running reload through the window.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
I mean, it would be really cool.
Yeah.
But he does have cover out there. So.
Totally. Right. So call shot on his face.
Which one?
5.
Okay. The one that just got punched. You guys are spreading the damage out evenly, hoping to kill all 3 of them at the same time?
That's kind
of
what I'm trying to do.
Instead of focusing on one? That's great. No, their turns are coming. I love it.
38.
38 is a critical success.
That's awesome.
Nice.
Uh-oh. Gun crit.
42 damage.
Wow.
That is a monster damage.
And you have a fort save roll to be stunned.
Okay, because it's a shotgun. Awesome.
Because that's what you do.
Yeah. Oh. No, it's fine. How's a 20? Does a 20 pass No. Oh, I doubt it.
It doesn't.
Yeah. So I'm stunned how many?
You're stunned a lot. So it's a hit. So you're stupefied 2 until the end of your next turn.
You didn't...
On a critical hit, you're also stupefied 1 for 1 minute. I did a call shot.
Okay, that's good to know.
I said it, didn't I?
Yeah. Nope, but that's fine. Stunned. Your gun stunned me, though. That's all. So I'm stupefied 2. I'm stupefied 1 for a minute. And you have a shotgun.
Yeah.
And which has a critical specialization.
That's right. Yeah.
This is exciting territory.
Yeah, this is great.
It says right there.
This is how I graduated high school. Just sit next to the smart kids.
Still counts.
The target must succeed at a 42 save against your DC class or be stunned 1.
20.
Yeah, you didn't get it. It's a 29.
Super awesome. So I'm stunned 1.
Stunned 1 and stupefied 1.
And stupefied 2. And stupefy 1 for a minute.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's okay. Wild.
It's going to take me about 10 minutes to put on all those modifications.
I do
hate
work.
That.
And now that's my turn.
Which shield marshal?
How about that turn? I'm number 5.
It was 5.
Yeah.
The one you just punched.
Also known as Stunny.
That's his nickname?
Stunny McDunn.
Stunny McDumb. The door was open. You could have walked right into it.
Blah, blah. Blah, blah.
Okay. Well, I didn't like any of that.
Well, I mean...
And it's Corrupt Shield Marshal 4's turn, and it's Luton's turn.
There it is.
Do I have enough movement for one... I'm trying to get here.
On Darnayru Square?
Square?
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. That would be amazing.
I don't want to say that you have it.
I do, right?
I
do. It's flying speed 20.
Yeah, you got 15 feet to get to Darnayru Square.
I would like to cast.
She is gonna kill
lightning
all
bolt.
Yes.
Man. 120
foot.
You
line.
Are gonna kill all three of them at the same time. Sorry for yelling.
So I need a reflex save from all of them.
DC 29.
Yes.
Okay, reflex save. I got a stupefied guy. His reflexes are fine. Apparently that doesn't hurt your reflexes.
That doesn't make any sense.
Darnayru is standing there and all of his hair starts to stand up as electric. Yeah.
So I need an 11 on the die to pass. Shield Marshal 4, natty 20.
Oh, man.
Shield Marshal 5, natty 20.
No
way. Are you serious?
Dead serious. 2 nat 20s in a row with the thunder die. Shield Marshal 6.
Natty 1.
Natty 5.
Okay.
So that's a fail. Shield Marshal 6 will take the full brunt of your lightning bolt. The other two will not take any damage at all.
That's not true. They will take
They've
half
critically
damage.
Succeeded. They take no damage.
Really?
Yeah.
Critically succeeded.
What was your...
They got 39 or above?
I got 38 on a natural 20.
Is that the rule?
Yeah. So the
like
rule,
every time? Every
Anytime time. We roll a natural 20, it just means whatever the result of the roll is, you go 1 degree of success better.
Correct.
So he rolled 20 plus 18, which is a 38, which makes it a fail, right?
No, it makes it a pass.
Hers is 39, I thought.
It's 29.
So then it's a pass, which moves it to a critical success, because it goes up 1 degree of success. Dang,
are you calculating this for all of us, or are we supposed to be doing this?
For the last 126 episodes.
Whatever.
Do your full damage.
I appreciate the energy.
5d12.
What a waste of a...
You were going to kill this one?
Yes.
On Corrupt Shield Marshal 6?
I had them all in a line.
Yep. It was a perfect spell.
You rolled 2 natural 20s.
I sure did.
I can't believe.
That is correct. 100%.
38 damage.
Describe your kill.
Yeah.
Shield Marshal 6 dies.
He dies.
That is so funny.
He sure does.
He gets fried.
No description whatsoever.
No, I'm upset.
Angry.
Two natural 20s.
Angriest Luton. Kal-El's bonus action technically can hit Shield Marshal 5.
Right.
Because he's diagonal one
hilarious.
Square. He has reach.
His giant paws come through the door.
Again.
Just comes through the door.
So he can reach Shield Marshal 3.
He can reach Shield Marshal 5, yeah.
5.
Who's stunned and stupefied too.
Okay. So I'm hitting with claw?
No, jaw. Okay. We just flavored the claw in the room. It's really his neck that stretches.
Yeah.
So,
27.
That's a hit.
Okay. 16 damage.
Describe your kill.
Yeah!
Let's go.
God, I hate that.
Sorry, 18 damage.
Oh, excuse me. Never mind. It did so much damage, he's still alive. He's dead.
Dead by death by
death
Jaguar.
By jaws. Death by Jag jaws.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nice.
Incredible. She didn't get her lightning bolt kills that she wanted, but she still took two of them out.
Yeah.
All right. It is the end of round seven. Mid. We have one enemy left. We're sitting at extreme time. Duval's already gone to sleep.
Not asleep.
It's Darn Irie's turn.
I'm here.
I run up
if
and...
If somehow Darn Irie doesn't kill a Mixel, you're up next.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to do a tumble through okay. as I just run at him and rolled a 31.
You know those videos where you see cats running off the couch? Yeah. Like off the side of the couch and running
that's
up the
exactly
wall. That's
what
I, yeah. that's what I picture in my mind. Completely unnecessary running up the side
it's
of the wall.
Flourish.
Flips off, lands back in the same spot, successfully tumbling
yeah.
through this
twin
prone. No, didn't he need to do any of that because he's already off guard.
Oh,
he's
that's
prone.
Right. I forgot about
doesn't
that.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
Okay, 26 to hit.
That's a hit.
Okay. doing some damage
it
off
makes
this
perfect
guy.
Perfect sense for a cat.
Guy's like, oh no. Please, please, no.
36 damage.
I'm sorry, I shot you so many times with my Gatling gun.
Yeah, shouldn't have done that.
All right, 36 damage. That hurts.
But he's still alive.
Still alive.
Okay.
You got one action left.
It
can
was
you seal the deal? He's off guard to this strike because he's prone. Ski.
Natty 19 plus 15.
Oh, crap.
Oh.
So 34.
Yeah, describe your kill.
Yay! I throw my first Flissa I threw at him, just flavor throw, which stabs into him. And then as he like kind of shifts back, it's like I cut his head off. That's what I do.
Yeah.
And then his perfect. Decapitated head, Wilhelm screams.
Yeah. With his last breath?
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah. You cut him off low, below the voice box.
Exactly.
Got a little bit yeah. of collarbone in there. Well, that is the end of combat.
We did it.
And I need a moment. Because you did it. You're also sitting pretty decent on hit points. Darn Irie.
I'm hurting a little bit.
Is 73 of 118. Ixil is 63 of 138. Kibwe is 105 of 130.
Yay, yay.
Luton is 72 of 116. Kalil is 71 of 94. And Luton doesn't have her focus spells until she refocuses, which she can do after this combat. But that means Kalil doesn't get that automatic heal that he normally does. Some spells may need to be used on him. I have been trying to figure out how I'm going to say this.
Because kinda already said it.
No. You don't even know what I'm going to say. Shh. Because it's been well over 2 years now that we've been on this journey together. Not just the five of us in this room, in this hot room.
Yeah.
Full moist.
Yeah.
But all of our fans, all of our Thunder Buddies, hundreds and hundreds of people all over the world tune in every week who've cried with us, who've laughed with us, who've jumped on Discord, Twitter, X,
Twix,
Instagram, even a couple of little TikTok comments for the three TikToks we made.
Oh.
And we've all been on this crazy ride together. I think about episode one, when Brittany and I, we all made that episode, and then Brittany and I pieced off to Cancun right before it launched. And it launched when we were in a hotel room in Cancun. And I remember sitting there going, wait a minute. It's been downloaded like 70 times. What happened?
Yeah.
And we did like 2 weeks of hype, you know. And now I have to tell you, I have the pleasure and also the fear and the pain of saying, tune in next week for our last episode, Thunder Buddies. As the Shumfalo 5 face, I can't remember her name.
Angelique Elvis.
Barbara Streisand. We're taking her down.
Face Angelique Lovelace and the wizard from Nex. Man, I'm like really emotional right now.
I thought
now.
You were going to
can't remember his name.
Wow. Yeah.
What's his name?
Ibrahim.
Ibrahim.
Thank you.
Same thing.
So, to celebrate all of that, everybody gets a hero point.
Hey!
As you go into the final battle.
Oh, man.
Against a wizard. And a gunslinger. And I'm not going to hold back. The GM's wife feet had an expiration date. It's today.
Oh, man.
Yeah, okay. I believe that.
Somewhere on the other side of that door is a key, a bomb, a shield marshal, a wizard, and the end of this written campaign.
Wow. And somewhere on this side of the door is a Shumfalo 5.
That's right.
Yeah, baby.
Shumfalo, Shumfalo, Shumfalo.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's what it is, right? That's what I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll catch on. Don't worry.
Okay.
So good. We'll see you next week, Thunder Buddies.
Yep.
Pieces.
Who do you? Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast uses trademarks and or copyrights owned by Paizo Inc. used under Paizo's community use policy. We are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo Inc. and Paizo products, visit paizo.com.